Testing, Britt's Farm, Goblin Games, Economy Electric, GTB Custom Meats, and Godfrey's Indoor Shooting and Archery Ranges.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here in studio with Riley County Historical Museum Director Cheryl Collins. I'm Brady Bowman. We've been talking a lot about Riley County history all hour, talking about City Park, all sorts of things. Great phone calls, and just want to remind folks, you still do have some time for your phone calls. If you got something you want to add to the combo, 785-537-1350. Have just about about 6 minutes left in the program, and we got more to the stuff in there. That's 6 minutes, just a load of content. Can't cover it all, but we can.
History's
try.
Like that.
It is.
There's a lot of it.
It is. So, you know, one thing, looking at the list of some things to talk about here, I'll go ahead and maybe just skip ahead a little bit, especially since we're getting close to Memorial Day, the end of the month, usually kind of when pools start opening, and City Park Pool will probably be opening here pretty soon. But I figure let's go ahead and have a little history of the public pools in Manhattan. It wasn't always in City Park.
No, our first pool, in fact, was a privately owned pool, and it was on 4th Street. At Houston and locate on 4th Street between Houston and Pierre. And in fact, there's a new business called The Pool, which my understanding is the buildings that were built over that pool used the pool as their basement. And my understanding is you could still see where that pool was. And of course, that pool was built in 1918. So 100 years ago, it was a privately owned public pool. Was built. And of course, they did that because there were kids drowning in the Kansas River every summer.
I think. Oh, really?
Yeah, because of course, you know, water, kids.
Sure.
And it hot in August in Kansas summer, you know, they wanted to get in the water and many of them drowned. It was kind of a constant thing. So,
and especially with rivers like that, because I know back home there's the Walnut River. And the Arkansas River also goes through there. And any of those type of rivers, especially when you have sandbars and stuff, you have those whirlpools that can get you.
Right.
Very characteristic.
And holes.
Right.
If you're not a strong swimmer and you think you're staying in shallow water, but you hit a hole. And so it was kind of a constant problem. Eventually, in 1922, Manhattan parents got together and said, look, this is it. We need a safer swimming option. So parents hand-dug a pool in Manhattan City Park.
Hand-dug.
And then my understanding is that was kind of a round-type pool. And then that was replaced in 1938-39 with the modern Depression pool. The Depression Works Project money, PWA money, was used to build the City Park Pool, which is the one I kind of think of as City Park Pool, which had the limestone pool house.
Right.
And was kind of it was a very modern pool for its time, but it was what I think of as a pool.
And when you say Depression era sort of funding, that would be federal funding back
yes,
then.
Yes, uh-huh. And of course, they had all these works projects. And
FDR project.
Lots of works project to give people work and money for that work.
And we do have another phone call. Let's go ahead and get this in. Just got about 3 minutes left in the program, so let's be quick. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, I'll be quick. Good morning. I just wanted to, first, I had a question and a comment. My comment is I just wanted to say to Cheryl that you and your staff have just been awesome. It's just a wonderful thing that you're doing, educating us to the history of Manhattan. But my question is, I can't remember the community building that I believe is on 4th Street. It was the first something in Manhattan, and I just can't remember what that was.
Well, thank you very much. We really appreciate your kind words. And that community building was built during World War I as a recreation place for soldiers. And it was a project of the Manhattan Rotary Club and Rotary Clubs in Missouri and Kansas, I believe, who raised money, and then that money was matched by the city of Manhattan to build that building. So it was really, really important.
Question, what year was that?
I will look that up, but my
yes,
off my top of my head, is 1918.
Yeah.
1718. And of course, it was after the United States went into World War I that they had that desperate need for recreation for soldiers. Of course, we had 50,000 soldiers out at Fort Riley. So that was a lot of soldiers.
A lot of soldiers. But it was a long way to come, right, from Fort Riley?
Well, we had the trolley car system then. And so you could take the trolley car from Manhattan to Junction City in that period. So the transportation, and of course we did have automobiles in World War One, and folks did use them.
Yes.
So yeah, we had pretty good transportation, and that recreation was one of the things that the Manhattan community provided those soldiers. That was a real priority in the community to find ways to help those soldiers with their free time.
All right. Thanks so much for that call. About out of time. Talking about the city pool, all those sorts of things. I guess if you have more questions, either wait till next month when we have you back on, or just go to Riley County Historical Museum.
We'd love to have folks visit. We're at 2309 Claflin Road.
Thanks so much, Cheryl, for coming in. Fascinating discussion. Learned a lot. Really appreciate it. Missing this edition of In Focus, it'll be on demand a little later today on newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Brady, thank you very much. Good job this morning. And thanks to Cheryl. Always a delight to have her in the studios. We're moving up on 10 a.m. here at News Radio KMAN. Tomorrow, I think we have some city folks going to be joining us for the program. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, the game of the Royals, all on the way at KMAN this morning.
State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.bank. KS State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KMAN, Manhattan. This is CBS News on the Hour.